Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the Taoiseach, as you've been hearing, and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin has named his new cabinet with a number of promotions and changes in ministerial positions being revealed this afternoon. Of the 15 senior ministerial positions, just one, Fine Gael's Peter Burke, is continuing in his former role, while the only minister to be demoted from cabinet is Fianna Fáil's Charlie McConnellogue. For some reaction to this afternoon's appointments, I'm joined by leader of the Green Party, Roderick O'Gorman, and Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly. You're both very welcome to the programme. You worked with him a few short weeks ago, up until, I suppose, this announcement today, Roderick O'Gorman. What do you make of the appointments that you've been seeing and hearing?
Yeah, interesting set of appointments. And look, I first of all say I wish all the incoming and ongoing ministers well. It's a huge honour to serve in the cabinet, and other than maybe being a parent for all of them, I'd say it'll probably be one of the most consequential roles they ever undertake. There's a few surprises there. I think James Brown taking on the housing role is a surprise. James has been a diligent junior minister in justice, but the housing portfolio is a highly political one. He'll be facing probably a private member's motion and private member's bill almost every week, and he's going to have to be much more front and centre in terms of providing political cover to the approach the government takes.
And
to
why
housing
is it a surprise? Is it that the fact that he doesn't have front or senior portfolio experience before now?
I would say, yeah, I would, because that is a department that is in the firing line every single week. And I suppose everyone recognised that Dara O'Brien was a strong political performer. And you need to take that approach in that particular role. So, again, I say James always struck me as a very diligent guy, but he's going to have a much more explicitly political approach in his new role, as well as hopefully delivering on better housing figures, particularly after the recently announced housing figures in terms of completions this year.
Yeah, indeed. And just on what you're saying there, Roderick, it just puts me in mind of a couple of times there were rows, or there were reports of rows at least, whereby you were hoping that the Department of Housing would step up and take its responsibility for housing people who were coming to this country and staying in this country, as opposed to people who were refugees. Can you give us some insight into that, and how will James Brown deal with that aspect of it?
Well, from what I can see, that aspect's being moved over to Jim O'Callaghan, in that the integration part of my department is now being moved over to the Department of Justice. And he will no doubt face the exact same battle that I faced with the Department of Housing in terms of, ensuring there's a genuine all-of-government approach to the provision of accommodation.
So was there not? That's the question. Because when that came up, and when we questioned different government reps on this programme, and I heard other government reps being questioned about whether there is an all-of-government approach, we were told there was. Of course there is an all-of-government approach, and housing was doing its bit. Was it not doing its bit?
Well, we had an all-of-government approach in terms of Ukraine, in terms of the provision of accommodation for IP applicants, and particularly people with status. I think the Department of Housing could have done more. There's about 6,000 people with status in international protection accommodation at the moment. It is legally the role of the Department of Housing to accommodate them. What did surprise me in the recent programme for government is how little discussion there was of provision of accommodation, particularly considering it has been such a dominant issue in politics over the last 18 months. There is no reference to the 67,000 Ukrainians who are supported by the state right now, none at all. Mm. And there's one line on the provision of accommodation for international protection applicants. So they've changed the name sign outside of the department, but I'm not really seeing how they are actually going to deliver on the biggest challenge that Jim O'Callaghan is going to face, which is how do you get accommodation for more people?
Okay, I'll bring in Sean Kelly in just a second, but can I ask you briefly, there's no Green in this government, obviously, but do you think the Climate Action Plan is safe with Dara O'Brien?
I worry about the climate action plan in terms of the overall approach of this government. I think Dara O'Brien has a number of key projects that are ready to go for him, that Eamon Ryan has ready to go, Dart West, Dart Southwest, the Bus Connects programmes, but they are going to need significant capital investment. And again, one thing that was really noticeably absent in the programme for government is clear spending commitments for these major public transport programmes. They're ready to go. The Greens spent 5 years getting them ready, getting them through the planning process, but they need the money provided now so we can see them delivered over the next 5 years. And we can talk about delivery units and look, that's fine, but I want to see the commitment to the money and I haven't seen that yet.
Okay. Can I bring in Sean Kelly? Stay with me, Roderick. Fine Gael has lost justice and Fianna Fáil have retained housing. What is Fine Gael's stamp here on this cabinet, do you think, Sean Kelly?
I think it's a very strong stance by the Fine Gael. I think we have some very good ministries. We have plenty of challenges and it's a coalition government where we're working together. I think Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil proved they could work together well in the last mandate. And I think in the next 5 years, they can even do better, particularly with so many experienced ministers now in government and so many challenges out there that they can concentrate on. And I hope that each and every minister will be given targets to, first of all, achieve over the five-year period, because it's going to take us into 2030, where we have our climate targets, etc., to meet, but also that there would be some kind of a report at the end of every year on what has been achieved and what they're going to achieve in the next year.
What do you think, Minister Jennifer? What do you think Jennifer Carroll McNeill can achieve in health?
That's a very good portfolio, I think. It may not be the most sought after because it's often seen as a difficult one, but you must remember that the three Taoiseachs of late, Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Leo Varadkar, were all in health. So it might be an indication of the future for Jennifer.
I don't let Simon Harris hear you saying that.
But not alone that, but is this about political aspiration or what can be achieved in terms of reform and efficiency and drive targets in health? I mean, the question I asked really was about how can we improve or how can she improve the health system for the public, not about political aspiration.
It has always been difficult to get a handle on health, but at the same time, I think Jennifer is the ideal person to take that role. She has shown already that she's strong, she's forceful, and that she's practical. And I think in that regard, I think she can do a very good job, particularly now with the good support around her. And I think she'll also identify certain areas where we can make progress, and that's going to be key, because having an overall view is fine, but you have to make progress in particular areas, and I think she'll be good to identify that and make progress in those areas and engage with stakeholders to ensure that there are results there for the populace.
Gender and geography, Sean Kelly, are often things that are mentioned when it comes to cabinet discussions or appointments and picks. And I might start with geography. A text earlier to the programme making the point that 11 of the 15 come from Leinster. What do you make of that?
I think too much is made of geography. I think when you're picking a cabinet, geography is a consideration, but not a primary consideration. And you have to base it on the talent of the at those at your disposal, and particularly their willingness to work, and above all, to take charge of their departments.
You're right, too much is made of geography. Michael Healy-Ray will look after Kerry for you lads down there in Fine Gael.
Well, there'll be plenty of others able to look after Kerry, but it's not really a question of looking after Kerry. It's a question of doing what's good for the country. And I think we've had too much of this kind of queue tourism in Irish politics for too long. Yeah. There are too many challenges now at national level and indeed international level that we have to work together and do what's best for the country. And the same regarding the European Union. We're going to have the presidency in 2026.
Yeah. Is it good for the country to have only three of the 15 cabinet members women? Is that good for the country?
I'd prefer if there were more, quite frankly, and I think there is a lack of gender balance there. But again, I suppose it reflects maybe the lack of women being elected to the Dáil, not like, for instance, the European Parliament, where we have over 41%.
Well, Sean, hold on. Hildegard Nocton, she's been serving as Minister of Super Junior for the last term. You've Mary Butler, who did, I think a lot of people said, a very good job as a junior minister in the last term. There were options open.
Yeah, but you have to make decisions and you have to allow the leaders to make those decisions based on their discussions and what might apply. And I think both would be also able to do a very good job as super juniors and chief whip, etc. But I would obviously, and most people would prefer to see more women in cabinet, and we have to work towards that into the future.
Can I ask you, Robert, Roderick O'Gorman, because I know you sit in the Dáil beside Gillian Toole and Michael Lowry. How do you think the coalition partners will work, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and the Independents?
Well, I'm sitting beside them today. I'll be joining the Independents and Parties technical group tomorrow, now that I cease to be a minister. So I'll probably be sitting with my colleagues in that particular technical group. I think, Sean Kelly spoke about, you know, queue tourism in the past. I'm not sure if it's passed when I see what we saw yesterday and in the last 2 weeks in terms of the stroke the incoming government tried to take with opposition, with TDs who are supporting the government, who negotiated the programme for government.
Well, that's not fully resolved, of course. And there were allegations of subversion on both sides.
It's not fully resolved, but I think I hope we have a pathway towards it. And I think the recognition today by the government that they would look to find a solution that was acceptable to the opposition as well is important. The role of opposition is to hold government to account. That needs to be rigorous. That can be tough. I've been a minister for 4.5 years. I know how that tough that can be, but it is fundamentally important. And what the government were trying to do was a dilution of the of the accountability.
Let me ask Sean Kelly, in your opinion, was that cute tourism, Sean Kelly, to have members of the government sit on the opposition?
Well, it was a new situation, and I think that what happened yesterday in the Dáil was totally unsavoury and unacceptable and shouldn't happen ever again. It's also disrespectful to the new Crown Caller, Verona Murphy. But I think that from now on, they will come to a resolution. They will abide by it, hopefully, and they will get on and get the business done
And do you have an opinion, really briefly, do you think government TDs or who are supporting the government should simply sit on government time and benches?
I would say personally it would be preferable, but if they have difficulties with it and they can come to an arrangement, then those within the Dáil and the government and the opposition will just have to accept whatever decision they come to, but above all to make it work and not to be changing their minds and causing disruptions unnecessary into the future.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that one, I'm sure. Sean Kelly of Fine Gael, Míle Buíochas Leat, Roderick O'Gorman of the Green Party, thank you as well.